NASDA was one of the about 500 agriculture organizations that recently signed on to a letter asking for lawmakers to get us a farm bill. Tell me, why was it important for NASDA to be part of this group?
Sure. Well, I would say first and foremost, the Farm Bill is our Bible. It is our operating, it's our guideline, it's our map for at least the future 4 or 5 years, and it's just critically important. Add to that the obvious that it's long delayed, and the prognosis does not look good for anything near term. So this is it's not a Hail Mary. We really do believe that we could get it, but we've got to have the sides coming together. That could be the two parties in the House Ag Committee, but certainly across the aisle in the Senate as well. We've just got to get them to come together. So call this a friendly letter of encouragement.
If we did not get a farm bill this year, there are so many things that will be happening early next year just in Congress as we're getting a new administration, no matter how the vote goes. How could that hold up the farm bill even more?
Well, the impact of further delay was at least a big part of the letter. And that was included deliberately because oftentimes, I think the legislators know, members of Congress know, but many in the out in the world of even ag don't understand that punting this, kicking this down the road has consequences. I'd say for our farmers and ranchers who are at the core of this, it leaves great uncertainty. You don't know how to plan with your programs. You don't have the specifics from the Farm Service Agency or the Natural Resources Conservation Service. In our case, great uncertainty on what we, the state departments of agriculture, might get because we are co-regulators and receive modest funding in so many areas. And it transcends, as I lovingly call it, the crops and the critters, and not to mention forestry and some other things. So there is a consequence. I would add, having been inside USDA when this happened once before, many people don't know that the good people of the agencies of the government, in this case USDA, cannot plan. They are disallowed legally from planning any point beyond the point where they have funding. Well, we have funding up through including September, I believe. But after that, they're not allowed to plan. Well, what kind of a business is that when you are disallowed from planning for the future? So, for many, many reasons, uncertainty across the board, inside and outside of government, and for other reasons, we just got to get this done. We got to get it done.
Yeah. And as you pointed out, I believe we do have until September for many of our programs with the current extension. Now, we're speaking here at the end of July. September is coming up pretty quickly. What happens if we don't have a farm bill by then?
Well, the can gets kicked down the road. Uncertainty grows. You suck funds from areas that you don't have them. You make bets on speculation, what might or might not come. And this is a wild, crazy time, particularly in the year of a presidential election where you could see a wholesale change, in how things operate and what funding goes in. There could be clawbacks, for example, because there has been so much money spent in these last many, many years. And I can go beyond just this administration. It just leaves such uncertainty at a time when we're looking at depressed prices. The forecasts on farm income are not good for the current and the future year, which adds even more to that need for uncertainty. So, time is not on our side. History would suggest that when you go this late, it doesn't happen. There's enough of us crazy folks that believe in the future, believe that the glass is half full, not half empty, that maybe we can get it done. And we periodically hear the hue and the cry from leadership in House and Senate Ag Committees. So it gives us hope. But gosh, the prognosis is not good.
You know, it's been such a divided, everything has been so divided lately and in the last few years. Do you have much hope of pulling everybody together in the next 6 weeks and getting this done?
Well, hope springs eternal, and we would not have signed the letter if we didn't believe that might be possible. So we hang on that. We still hang on that thread that says it can get done. I noted that the Democrat leader of the House Ag Committee once again called for some additional attention to that. Now, the chairman can only go as far as he's got response from the Senate side or his colleagues. And so I hope this is not just fake. I don't believe that. I think these are fine people, but they're co not coming together. I think it comes down to a lot of things. It's traditional. And by the way, I think just about maybe everybody on that letter will still agree that we must keep farm programs and the nutrition programs together in the same bill. Some call it a holy alliance, some call it an unholy alliance. And notwithstanding it delivers its frustrations every time a farm bill comes around, I think we are better off working this together. I hear from both sides. On one side, I hear that, my goodness, we ramped those nutrition spending programs up magnanimously during COVID. Well, we're out of COVID. Should they come down a little bit? I can understand and empathize with that. And at the same time, I hear that there is a real need for food out there. Well, gosh, nobody more than farmers and ranchers and the ag community wants to make sure people are fed. But the two have got to come together. And at least right now, it seems like the farm programs are being the one at the pinch point because they're the ones that have to plan without certainty, whereas there's a little more certainty with the nutrition bills. So if it's a holy alliance or an unholy alliance, let's hope that it can come together. Maybe everybody should sit down and pray together and make it a holy alliance and get a result. What do you think?
I think at this point, like I said, there was about 500 organizations on this letter. Was it pretty easy to bring everybody together in the ag organizations to say, hey, let's get this done?
Well, easy in the sense that everybody is on board with it. But no, it takes a lot of shoe leather work or phone calls or emails to get people to sign on. So it's not an easy thing to do, particularly. I suspect there have been letters with this many signatures before, but it is rare. It is rare. So this is an indication because of the breadth and depth of the commodities and critters. And again, I say that lovingly and respectfully. And then the reach down into not only state organizations, but even some local organizations represents a superhuman effort by all of the people on board. We did our part, and there were others that were championing it as well. So it is quite a significant letter. It should not be understated or passed by easily at all.
Yeah, and I also noticed that these groups kind of run the gamut on different political spectrums, different commodity groups, different crops. We had a lot of specialty crops in there as well. It was a very broad representation of the agriculture industry here in the nation saying, we need this.
Yes, Sabrina, that is absolutely correct. You get, I mean, we know them and we know some of them lean, most of them are centerish, but they lean left or they lean right now and then. No, this is a nonpartisan, this is a bipartisan letter that is hoping from everybody affected that we can get this farm bill done. Because the beauty is that ag in this town of DC really gets along better than just about anybody else. You can see somebody else duking it out, but it's usually ag and food, I'll say them both together, that gets things done. And when it's finally done, everybody will close ranks and give each other a hug and be happy again. But doggone it, we've got to have a breakthrough somewhere. We'd love to see some more specifics from the Senate right now. The House laid out a plan. Okay, you can like or dislike that, but we'd love to see more specifics. And then I think we've got the opportunity to get that done. So who knows where this will go, but we're certainly hopeful that our friends, and I mean friends on both sides and both chambers, can deliver this for the farmers, the ranchers, and all the people who need it in nutrition as well.
You had the opportunity to speak with, every farmer face to face. What message would you want them to know?
Well, I'll tell them to hang in there. It's happened before. We've actually had shutdowns before, and at least we haven't had a shutdown over the farm bill. So hope springs eternal. I would also say, as a lover of history, Tension and divisiveness has been with us since the days of our second vice president, John Adams, when, of all people, Tom Jefferson was undermining him, among things. So there's been divisiveness all along. Democracy can be messy, but it certainly makes sure that the grassroots have their say. And that's why we want to return to the grassroots with so many organizations represented on this letter. So it will happen. It will happen. And as far as speculation, I think there will be a farm bill. We will have many of these programs. It'll be more nuanced. It's tough to know whether you go to ARC or or PLC on your programs. It's going to be difficult to know how much rescue you might have for floods and all that. But I think it will be there. And I mean, I don't want to use the word patience. They've been patient for a long, long time, but it's going to have to require that before we get there. But it will happen. It will happen.
Anything that I missed, or any other comments that you'd like to make?
No. I'll just remind you that keeping these two elements together is a good thing, even though times like this might suggest otherwise. And again, maybe we should look for or hope for those warm hugs when it's all done, because it will happen, and it just can't come soon enough. We hope the letter does some good.